Dreamweavers.
We literally sat here for 15 minutes trying to come up with a name. We had a concept for a new talk thing, but we sat here and can't come up with a damn name for it. So right now, the working title for what we're going to do today is called The Stream Weavers.
No, not Stream Weavers like that. You have to say it. Stream Weavers!
Obviously, you can tell the two guys that are really behind this name, and the one guy that's kind of like,
ask,
you were forcing us to come up with the name.
Yeah,
we want
it to be a collective group project.
We can also ask. Maybe after people hear the first segment, they'll send in their request for the name. I also like Three Guys, One TV.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's okay.
Three Guys, One TV.
Yeah, Three Guys, One TV. Or
Netflix and No Chill.
Streamweaver. Maybe the running joke could be that every week we come up with a new name. And it actually doesn't have a new name.
Basically, we're going to watch documentaries, and we're going to have you watch documentaries with it, and then we'll meet here and talk about them.
Yeah. Running down a stream.
Running down a stream!
Yeah. Okay. Joe!
And the first episode is going to just be us talking about coming up with a name.
Stream on.
Nice.
Nobody was more excited than I was whenever they said Netflix was buying Unsolved Mysteries from the original executive producers and that they would be coming out with new shows. So all three of us have watched the entire series. And today...
Time out. You have to tell people about... You have to tell people about your love for Unsolved Mysteries.
Well, hold on. Before we get into this, we got to... Just Jay was like, I don't know, man. We got to be careful with spoilers.
Well, I don't want to put any spoilers out, but because what we should do is say, okay, guys, this weekend, everybody watch so-and-so, listener as well. What are we doing? I don't even know what this song is.
You're breaking my damn heart. And that's what we're going to get into today.
And we say, you watch it at home. We'll watch it. We all convene next week. So
yeah, and talk about it.
And if you have any questions, of course, you can hit us up.
Because I'm a big documentary guy.
Jay is big. We all are, really.
Yeah, we all are. This one, not so much.
One thing we have in common. Okay, well, now I'll go back to what Joe said. Yes, I am a massive fan of Unsolved Mysteries. I have seen every single episode. So much so that I can tell you how the case went, if it was solved. I can tell you immediately if this one is still unsolved, all the seasons.
Mike has the tip line on speed dial.
Bro, I got the soundtracks on vinyl. I'm so hardcore about this.
Soundtracks to Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah. Some guy at a little record label in Atlanta reached out to the people that produced this show and then ended up getting the guy who made this song and said, I want to press those songs on vinyl. So they sent him every DAT tape they created, because this was in the 80s, so they still had little DAT tapes. He went through hundreds of hours, took them out of the episodes, pressed it all to a very limited and, mind you, worth a lot of money vinyl. It's some of the most expensive vinyls I have. And they're all pressed. And it's an incredible collection. If you can find them online, get them, especially if you're a big fan of the show. So,
today, during our working title, Stream Weaver,
or Running Down a Stream, or
Three Guys in a TV,
we're going to discuss the newly redone Unsolved Mysteries, and we'll get to that next on 104.7 The Cave.
No, what was that?
This song, when I was a kid, would bring me to my knees. And the story goes, and my mom loves to tell the story, is that when I was very little, and I think we were actually living in Springfield at the time, this used to come on Thursday nights, I believe, and my mom was in the living room folding clothes, and I was running around the house, and the promos for the show were coming on that it was coming on, and she's like, Michael, you need to go to your room and not watch this, and I, being who I am, was like, no, I'm watching it. It was an episode on demon exorcisms and life after death. And I had horrific nightmares. Every time I heard this song, I would freak out. And maybe why I love the show so much. You face what you fear, right? So today we're discussing on whatever we're going to call this show.
Streamweavers?
The new Unsolved Mysteries. Now, before we get into this, what did you guys think about the show? The redone version of the Netflix Unsolved Mysteries.
I'll go last.
I liked it. I was not a huge fan of Unsolved Mysteries like you, but
growing up, you didn't like it.
Well, I just never watched it, and I think it was kind of at a time when I, I'm a little bit older than you. I was not really into TV.
Yeah,
I didn't spend a lot of time watching TV,
and you weren't at home too. I'm sure you were in your teens, so you were
I was older than that.
Well,
so when
in
it came,
your 20s,
when
you
it came on,
it.
I was working a lot, so I just it was not a something that I watched a whole ton. But I really liked the new version of it. There were stories I thought were really engaging The story of the French family.
Oh my God.
Just blew me away.
Again,
that one blew me away.
If you're going to be spoilers in this thing. So if you haven't seen it, just listen to something else.
No, don't listen to something.
That's not a spoiler yet.
But the family.
Maybe when we go into some spoiler details, we'll say
spoiler alert.
Spoiler up really quick, and you can hold your fingers in your ears and go la, 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 la for like 10 seconds.
What's most interesting about that French story is that they've said they've already started to get a lot of tips. Right. And
yeah.
Some of the biggest, most credible ones that they've gotten so far is actually involving that. And they said that they're one of them that they thought, I think it was in Chicago, this person heard someone talking about it, then flipped to French speaking. It was on a cell phone and then just like disappeared. And they were like, that dude looked just like him.
Huh.
But in this isn't the first time. Now, again, a spoiler alert, the story basically revolves around a family that was completely murdered. The husband is thought, or at least to be a suspect. He's never been found since. And it was one of those stories where he was going broke and this family had a lot of money. They were actually from like aristocrat.
Yeah, he was a count.
Yeah,
his grandpa or whatever was a musketeer.
Yeah,
or something.
Hardcore royal family, a lot of money. They were losing money.
The perfect family on the surface.
Yeah. But this isn't the first time. There have been many stories in Unsolved Mysteries where the family was going broke and for some reason in their mind, the husband's like, well, it's better to be dead than to be broke.
Yeah.
So he kills the whole family and disappears.
Like the thing where he got a gun and started learning how to shoot like just randomly prior to all this happening. But then there was weird because there was no blood in the bay. It was very,
there was
very
episode,
weird.
There was definitely evidence of premeditation.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Because the thing is, I guess they were saying that it would have been very hard for him to have dug the graves where they were found.
Right.
Considering what he was.
Because he had a bad back.
And
yeah.
So maybe he had help. But again, his movements after the fact.
Yes. Peace out to the camera when he waved to the camera spot when he walked off with his gun.
One of the people that they interviewed on it said it best. They go, how does somebody go from being just an average sort of person to a criminal mastermind in the short span of time that this guy went?
Yeah.
Because they found no DNA on the bodies whatsoever. They didn't find his DNA at all. They found no blood. He shot them in the house. Where did all the blood go? How did this guy get all the blood out? How did it happen? I mean, and he's just, before this, he's not like a serial killer.
His friends were saying
weird.
He was a cool dude and all that stuff. So yeah, that one was definitely
eye-opening.
And it pulled
you in a lot of different directions too. I like that about that episode because there were people that sat there and they would, 1 minute they would tell you, you know, it couldn't be him. And then when everything was laid out, they had all changed their minds and were like,
other thing about this new version is there's no narrator because I think that was a great call because no one is ever going to be able to be like Robert Stack. It's not going to happen.
Well, and they're made like traditional documentaries.
Not to dog Dennis Farina or anything like that. Farina, whatever his name is. He did an okay job, but it's just, you're not going to get that quality read that Robert Stack did. And yeah, you're right. I think that adds to let the interviews tell the story, which is really the style of documentaries these days you don't need a narrator. You don't need Morgan Freeman reading over it. Let the people involved tell the story.
My favorite thing about documentaries, the reason I watch them all the time is because I love that there'll be a story, sucks you in, and there's always like the craziest twist. And it's like, you can't write, if you wrote this in a Hollywood movie, most of the time you'd be like, that's, nobody will believe that. It's too crazy, you know? But this stuff happens, like abducted in plain sight, mind blowing, Sugar Man, all these things.
Yeah.
If you wrote it as a movie, it'd be like, that would never happen in real life.
Each one of these episodes could definitely be a movie.
The UFO one of Unsolved Mysteries was the only one, like reverse.
We'll get Jay's thoughts. We'll get Jay's thoughts in just a few minutes while we talk about Unsolved Mysteries on Streamweavers. Running down the stream. Three Guys, One TV. Either way, we'll talk more next on 104.7 The Cave. Three Guys, One TV. Running down a stream Streamweaver. We're talking about Netflix shows in this new segment every Thursday to give you a chance to watch it after we talk about it. Or at the end of these, we'll talk about what we're going to watch next.
Yeah,
so everyone has the homework assignment going forward, so there will be no spoilers. Now, at the beginning of this, we kind of discussed what show we'd lead this off with. We all had watched the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. Joe and I both agree that it was phenomenal. I loved everyone. Jay, not so much.
No, this one, these new Unsolved Mysteries, they really didn't do it for me. The UFO one was the only one that was kind of okay. It's just, I don't know, I just kind of felt they were all a little blah. I was unimpressed. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it just not crazy enough for you?
Yeah, I think so. There was, you're just, it wasn't so quite used wacky to like enough. I like the wacky.
Abducted in plain sight level like of insanity.
Wacky, I like the wacky twists and stuff. And the UFO one was interesting, especially because now how government is saying, yeah, they're seeing UFOs and they're chasing UFOs and stuff, so it brings that back home. You know?
But, and that UFO story, because back in the day, the old Unsolved Mysteries, those UFO ones were pretty
campy. Yeah, there was always
campy.
UFO ones. Yeah, they were
and
great.
Of course, the Satanic Panic stuff that was going on and all that. But yeah, I thought the UFO one, and they didn't do any ghost ones, which I thought was probably a good call, but the UFO one, man, there were some incredible stories, and the way they played that episode out with everyone's different perspective and how everyone's perspective was so similar, but none of those people even knew each other, but they were all within the same region. But yeah, it was just like, and one guy said, yeah, I saw her on the ship, which, oh man, I had goosebumps,
right,
dude.
Right.
That, weirdly, that was my least favorite of all of them.
Really?
Yeah. That was my least favorite of all of them. When I'd watched part of it and talked to Mike about it, and he'd said, wait till you get to the one that's set in Missouri.
Yeah, that one
And that one was infuriated. That one's the one that just like sticks with me and makes, it just made me so mad.
Yeah.
Because
it was,
again, spoiler alerts, she's a murderer and she is raising her grandson. And it
she
is
killed
wrong.
She killed her daughter, and she now has that grandson. And she, yes, proven until innocent, or innocent until proven guilty, and allegedly all that stuff. So don't sue us. But man, watch that episode, and I'm telling you right now, you ain't gonna be. Especially if you're a parent and you see it, just get rid of the accusations about what she allegedly did, quote unquote. But the way she acted as a mother, garbage town all day. And man, it made me so mad. The other one that pissed me off more than anything was the missing hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because after
that stepdad guy.
Yeah, that stepdad, man, the kid lost his mom. Yeah. He has to go back to her house to get his clothes. Stepdad won't even let him in the house. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? I don't care what problem you had. First of all, you met a woman, she had a kid, and you fell in love with her. That sucks, but you didn't want the kid. That's part of the deal. And you got to freaking deal with that. And what do you think she would have wanted after she was gone? Do you think she wanted you to lock her son out of his house and he can't get his clothes? What kind of person are you?
That guy was psycho.
Garbage.
That guy was psycho. He was sleeping with the ashes.
I know,
he was sleeping with the ashes.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
It got me so mad.
That was weird.
Dude, it got me so pissed.
I was upset. I was upset too about the one about the kid that went to the party. I think it was
Kansas.
In Kansas.
Yeah, that one pissed me off so bad, too.
He gets, again, spoiler alerts, he gets killed at this party. Basically, his friends left him there. But, I mean, we've all been in that situation, right? You've gone somewhere with your friends.
Oh, yeah,
you look around,
and
everybody's gone. Yeah. But he ends up getting murdered. And, you know, the crazy thing about that one is the police in the area, the FBI in the area, they all walked around and couldn't find the body. Then they let the family go in like after a month.
They find it in like 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes.
It's real shady.
And there were a ton of people at that party, and they know what happened, but they're just not saying anything because they don't have the balls.
Whoa.
They don't have the balls to say what happened.
You're right, and you're right, but we'll talk more about that one in just a few minutes on this show or whatever we're calling it next on 104.7 The Cave. Mike the intern, Joe West, and Jay Stevens. We are starting a new segment here on
Netflix
The Cave. Netflix, no chill.
Streamweavers.
Three guys in a TV, Streamweavers, running down a stream, or as Joe just suggested, the title is whenever Mike feels satisfied with the new title of this show.
Pants and popcorn optional.
Yeah. Stream on.
Stream on. Yeah, we're going to have
That's
a bunch
good
of
them. That's good, too.
Come in tomorrow.
We'll have to have a vote off on the
so
website. We can have people
for a name. Yeah, we'll get there.
Come up with your own better name.
But I kind of like.
Or send us your own names.
Send us your own names. I kind of like just not having a name because I think that adds to the allure of what we're doing here. Like Prince, it's just a symbol.
The men with no name.
So we're discussing Unsolved Mysteries, the redone show on Netflix. As always, we're going to try and give you a show to watch at the end of this. that you can watch in the next week. So when we're talking about it next week, you know what we're talking about and you're up to date. Hopefully by now everyone's watched Unsolved Mysteries. If you haven't, do it. We've heard from Joe as far as what his favorite episodes were and how he liked it. Jay said it wasn't as hardcore as he liked, but he did like the UFO episodes.
Yeah. I always like that kind of UFO stuff.
You know? Yeah, I honestly thought they were
all... Have you
all...
ever seen a UFO? Let's stop right here.
I've seen things that I wasn't really sure. Most recently, we went out to go see Neowise, the Comet, right? And I'm with a lot of friends, and we kind of have an astrology thing. We go out in the middle of nowhere, take our telescopes, and I have a small one, but I can still pick up, obviously, the Comet,
Jupiter,
Saturn. Well, it's a travel size. I mean, you do what you got. It doesn't matter how big it is, bro. Does it get the job done?
Use it.
It's all that matters.
How you shoot for the stars.
That's right. And I can pick up Jupiter and like four moons of that thing. Sweet, so,
but how about Uranus? Can you see Uranus?
I've never seen that yet. I haven't seen
your
that. Maybe Uranus, but not my. So this is so dumb.
Beavis and Butthead reboot.
All right, guys. Like I said, I'm the steward, and you want to use Beavis and want to use Butthead. So, to answer your question, we were out there looking at Neowise, and while I was tracking the comet, I saw this little tiny bright thing moving fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And everyone's like, wait, no, satellite. And we tracked it for a while. It was obviously a satellite, but it was moving, and it was so cool, so small.
Hey, man.
Oh, dude, it's tight.
In case anybody missed it, over the madness of 2020, the government literally said, yeah, there's UFOs, and we chase them, and they released footage of them chasing them, and they were jamming their radar and stuff.
Wow. I hadn't seen that.
What?
I hadn't seen that.
Why can't they come down and fix this coronavirus?
Maybe, Captain. Well, there's...
Maybe that's
a whole other episode.
They brought it here, man.
Well, so, but as far as the show, back to what we were talking about, UFOs. The other time, we were camping at Sam's Throne in Arkansas one time, and there was an airbase down there. And there at Sam's Throne, you can camp on this like bluff thing in the middle of the area, and we're sleeping out there. You look at the stars, and all of a sudden, we see these like red dots just chasing each other, and then some of them would flicker, and then all of a sudden, one would just glow real bright, and then it would go away. And we're like, that whole night freaked us out big time. Obviously, we were drinking, so we just passed out. But
yeah, I was going to ask you, were you in altered state?
No, just drunk. But turns out we're pretty sure it was either Navy pilots or Air Force pilots doing war games, and we just had to watch it.
Yeah, could even have been
it happens
drones or something.
Yeah, drone. Well, this is before drones.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. It could have been government drones.
Yeah, it could have been.
Like if you didn't know the drones, you would think, wow, these things are flying in patterns, but they could be drones.
Yeah,
no,
we got them.
But the stuff that the Navy released, Joe, definitely looking
at that. I'll have to check that out.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I went on a UFO hunt when I was a kid because my cousins claimed that they saw UFOs. I think they were out doing things that they shouldn't be doing because they weren't one was my cousin and the other one was going to be my cousin eventually. Because they got married, and they claimed they saw a UFO, and it sent the whole area that my grandparents lived in into this big UFO frenzy. So everybody was out looking for UFOs.
Wow!
So
nice.
We went out looking.
Well, like the thing where when they put them back in the car, but they
flip-flopped them,
and put them someplace else.
But which is a common thing. This car. Joe's face. No, listen.
You sound like the guys in Finding Bigfoot. You know, this is what Squatches do.
This is actually
do.
A common thing that happens with Sasquatch
apparently,
and UFO abductions.
Aliens know how to do space travel, but they don't know their left from right.
They can go across the galaxy,
right.
But sometimes they screw up left and right.
Sidetrack here for a second. My old drummer in Hawaii, his dad was a drummer at a resort in Hawaii. And to get home, it's like an hour stretch, and it's nothing, just lava field, right? And he'd come home super late at night. He one time was driving, and he's a pretty straight shooter. I don't know why he would make this up or be on drugs. He was driving, and he said the car started, like the radio got staticky, and all the lights started flickering. He looked down. And then the car died, and when he looked back up, he was like 3 miles down the road. The car was stopped, and he was like 3 miles down the road. So that's what I'm saying. That's a common
thing.
That
was drug influenced. Hell, it happened to me on my way to work this morning.
I
woke up, I had coffee in my hand. Next thing I know, I'm pulling into the parking lot. I'm like, what the hell? How did I get here?
So the UFO one was good. The one about the guy who got involved in the financial stuff and he like fell off the roof.
Oh, yeah, the possible suicide.
That is like, yeah, I mean, come on. The writing was on the wall, man. Yeah. He got involved in some financial stuff that turned out to be a scam. And
you know, my theory with things like that, that one I want to believe that there was some weird stuff going on, especially since his quote-unquote friend just lawyered up immediately, wouldn't talk to investigators.
Yeah, that's
and
like
had been in some shady deals
going on. That stuff happens in business, man.
The more you hear about it after the fact, the more you think the guy may have been having some sort of mental break in the pressures of what he was doing, and maybe
and
this was his way out of not to have, you know, that one. My theory about things like that is this most simple answer is usually the answer. It was same thing with East Area Rapist. That guy was living there the whole time. The most simplest answer, which we couldn't get to, was always the answer.
That's another one people should watch. They should watch the
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, that's really good.
We should definitely get into that one.
We'll get to that one. But all in all, my opinion on Unsolved Mysteries, I think, was phenomenal. I still watch it. My daughter loves it. We watch it all the time. And
how many stars would you give
my son? What are we rating here? 5 stars or 10 stars?
Five.
I'd give it 4. The only reason I wouldn't give it more is because I would have liked a Robert Stack type person. I don't know who that was. But I think all in all, it was damn good.
I like the nod to Robert Stack at the end.
With the little image of him. Yeah,
in the
intro.
Kind of ghostly thing coming up there.
Superimposed on there.
You?
No, I'm going to go 2.
2?
And
golly.
I really wished it would have been better for me. But
hey, man, they're going to have more episodes. And maybe they're going to listen and say,
maybe
you know
need to put your name in the hat for the voice.
This ain't hardcore enough.
You need to put your name in the hat for the voice, man.
I don't do stars. I rate things based on... I rate things based on... 27 dresses because that's the most mediocre thing I've ever
seen. I rate them on Thai flavoring. So no, if they say, how much hot do you want? You say,
so is it stars. Better or worse than 27 dresses? And it's better than
27 dresses. Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
That's how I rate things.
We'll figure out a name for this show. The next one we're going to watch is called Fear City. New York versus the Mafia. I've already seen it, but I came in and told these guys it's like 3 episodes. You'll knock it out in one sitting. It's basically the story of how the FBI and Rudy Giuliani and his staff at the Attorney General's office went after the top 5 families in New York. They called themselves the Commission. And honestly, they pretty much controlled the mafia across the country because they were the strongest families. But it's an incredible story of what they had to do to get them and really think outside the box. You guys will love it. So watch Fear City for next week's episode of... Streamweaver running down a stream. Stream on.
3 Guys 1 TV.
Three Guys TV.
I think we can all agree, Kanye 2020.
Cheech and Chong's up in stream. See you next week, guys.